It's true. We spent one Hunger Games watching the players freeze to death at night. You could hardly see them because they were just huddled in balls and had no wood for fires or torches or anything. It was considered very anticlimactic in the capital, all those quiet, bloodless deaths. Since then, there's usually been wood to make fires.
Yes, there's usually some, I say.
Katniss, it's just hunting. You're the best hunter I know, says Gale.
It's not just hunting. They're armed. They think, I say.
So do you. And you've had more practice, real practice, he says. You know how to kill.
Not people, I say.
How different can it be, really? Says Gale grimly.
The awful thing is that if I can forget their people, it will be no different at all. The peacekeepers are back too soon, and Gale asks for more time, but they're taking him away, and I start to panic.
Don't let them starve,
I cry out, clinging to his hand.
I won't. You know I won't.
Katniss, remember, I... he says, and they yank us apart and slam the door. And I'll never know what it was he wanted me to remember. It's a short ride from the Justice Building to the train station. I've never been in a car before, rarely even ridden in wagons. In the Seam, we travel on foot. I've been right not to cry. The station is swarming with reporters with their insect-like cameras trained directly on my face. But I've had a lot of practice at wiping my face clean of emotions, and I do this now. I catch a glimpse of myself on the television screen on the wall that's airing my arrival live and feel gratified that I appear almost bored. Peeta Mellark, on the other hand, has obviously been crying and, interestingly enough, does not seem to be trying to cover it up. I immediately wonder if this will be his strategy in the games.
To appear weak and frightened, to reassure the other tributes that he is no competition at all, and then come out fighting. This worked very well for a girl, Joanna Mason, from District 7 a few years back. She seemed like such a sniveling, cowardly fool that no one bothered about her until there were only a handful of contestants left. It turned out she could kill viciously. Pretty clever, the way she played it. But this seems an odd strategy for Peeta Mellark, because he's a baker's son. All those years of having enough to eat and hauling bread trays around have made him broad-shouldered and strong. It will take an awful lot of weeping to convince anyone to overlook him. We have to stand for a few minutes in the doorway of the train while the cameras gobble up our images. Then we're allowed inside and the doors close mercifully behind us. The train begins to move at once. The speed initially takes my breath away. Of course, I've never been on a train, as travel between the districts is forbidden except for officially sanctioned duties. For us, that's mainly transporting coal. But this is no ordinary coal train. It's one of the high-speed capital models that average 250 miles per hour. Our journey to the capital will take less than a day.